from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, the British Open, or the Open.
Yeah, thank you.
Starts tomorrow. Tiger Woods will be playing in the Open.
It sounds so good when you say it like that.
Not everybody wants him to. Colin Montgomery, fellow golfer, did a long form interview and was asked about Tiger in that interview. And he said, I hope people remember Tiger as Tiger was. The passion, the charisma, the aura around him. There's none of that now. At Pinehurst, he didn't seem to enjoy a single shot. And you think, what the hell is he doing? He's not enjoying it. He says, aren't we there? Where he needs to be done playing, where he needs to say goodbye. It's difficult to tell Tiger it's time to go. Obviously, he still feels like he can win. We are more realistic, end quote. The idea that Tiger needs to just hang it up, he's doing himself no favors by playing. Is he even enjoying playing? The numbers on Tiger. He hasn't finished higher than 37th in any major since the 2019 Masters. He's withdrawn from or missed the cut in 5 of the last 6 majors. Translation, he's washed up. He still wants to golf. He responded to Montgomery. Shots fired.
Yeah, oh, great response. I have that luxury of making the decision whether I want to play or not.
How do you feel about all this?
So when he looks like he's not having fun, what is fun to a champion? It's winning championships. It's winning rounds. It's winning in general. So if you're not winning, are you having fun? Probably not as much fun as you've had in the past. I'm not going to sit here and say he should just flat out retire. If he wants to play, let him play. There is always that opportunity as the further he... It's kind of one of those diminishing returns where the further you get from the accident, the surgeries, the recovery, yes, he has a better chance, but he's the further he gets from that, the older he gets as well. So where does, you know, that chart, the circles overlay, is there still a chance for him to be able to win a major? I don't know that that's possible. I don't think that's possible, but I'm not going to sit there and say, I don't want him to try.
Well, that's what it comes back to. Is he still a draw? Do people still care that he's playing?
That's a completely different question.
Well, but that's from, we're asking fans. We don't have Tiger Woods on line one. I can't get his opinion. But if you are a golf fan, do you want to see him retire, or is he still the draw? I think it is the same question. If he's no longer the draw, if it's played out, if it's sad, if it's just kind of like, oh, this, he probably, we have a family member that they probably shouldn't drive anymore. And you need to take their car keys away. Has it reached that level with Tiger Woods? I'm not there. To me, what does it hurt that he golfs?
That's my whole point.
We already know he's not very good anymore. I have no expectation that he's going to win.
He's not as good as he was. Let's not say he's not very good anymore.
Oh, John, no, come on. We judge these guys by the standard of the best of the best, and Tiger especially. Is he a better golfer than you and me? Yes, but when we criticize Spencer Torkelson, it's the same thing. He's no good. Is he still a better baseball player than anybody in the studio? Yes, but he's not good. And Tiger at this point, he's missing the cut 5 of the last 6. He's not finishing in the top 25 in any of these.
He's not great.
And that's the standard that he's set.
Right.
Now, he's not great, but I don't. What does it hurt that he golfs? What does it hurt that he shows up and provides...
And what does it matter if people want to buy a ticket to go see Tiger Woods, or if they want to buy a ticket and they don't even care if Tiger Woods is there? It doesn't matter to me. I don't know why should it matter to anybody else other than Tiger Woods. If he wants to golf and he has created this option for himself, I've gone out there, I've won these majors, I have these exemptions. If I want to golf, damn it, I'm going to golf.
I know neither one of you guys are the biggest golf fans in the world. You know, Colin Montgomery is a curmudgeon. He has been for an extremely long time. He's always kind of trying to light the fuse, and he's just gone dormant for a while until, for some reason, he became relevant. I don't know. Somebody talked to him. But, I mean, for me, for Tiger, he's performing like he's 58. And he's, what, 48, 47? So what I mean by that is,
which is not old.
He's at the, he seems like he's gotten to that point faster than, you know, Nicklaus did or Mickelson did. Mickelson created magic a couple years ago and won the PGA. For me, where I get bothered by the Tiger stuff is the people who think he should still be the main story. He's just in the tournament now. And what happens is you hope the magic happens. Like Tom Watson did that years back in the British Open where he should have won.
Mm-hmm.
You like that it's just kind of dangling there, but it's not the story anymore. He shouldn't be. And if you still pay to go see him, great. Good for you and stuff. I don't mind all that. But I said to Jim pre-show, I think you walked away, John, it's like watching Jordan with the Wizards. And it might be worse.
Well, but my point is, once Jordan has already put the Wizards jersey on, like Tiger is already Jordan on the Wizards. So that's why I say, what does it hurt at this point? He's already let us see him be mortal. Right. Michael Jordan, if he had walked out on top after the shot over Byron Russell in 98, you never see him struggle. We saw Jordan struggle. We've seen Tiger struggle for years. 2019 is 5 years ago.
I mean, the greats usually don't walk it off, though, in the best of fashion. Well, like, if you compare other sports, for other teams, and you're like, oh, yeah.
That's my point. If we've already seen him be mortal.
Or you could go to another team and win a Super Bowl.
Okay. There's no harm in it at this point. We've already seen him struggle. It's not like he's going to hurt his image. We've already seen him struggle. So what does it hurt? 248-539-9797. Shots fired. Tiger Woods says, I've earned the right to golf till I'm 60 if I damn well choose to. The idea that he needs to go away. We've asked that question. 248-539-9797. The Open, the British Open for us on this side of the pond, gets underway tomorrow. The argument for him to walk away is you don't want to see one of the all-time greats struggle. You don't want to see Jordan with the Wizards. Here's the problem with that argument. We had 5 years of Jordan with the Wizards. It's already happened. He's already unraveled at this point. It's 5 years since his last major, that magical Masters win. He doesn't golf on Sundays anymore. So, I mean, it's already happened. The moment to walk away on top has since passed. So at this point, he may as well golf as long as he damn well pleases, because for some people, he is still a draw. He's still a name, and on the off chance he performs well, it's great for the game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he ever wins another major. I don't know if he wins another tournament. But how much excitement would there be if he does make the cut and going into Saturday that he's two strokes back? Or if he's even one up and goes into Sunday with the excitement that Tiger Woods could win one more major. Like, can you imagine what that would be for that one weekend, for that one tournament?
I mean, the Masters in 2019 is one of the all-time great sports stories, period, ever. I mean, what he did after all that he had gone through, and some of it self-inflicted in his personal life, but his body breaking down and still overcoming and winning the way he did.
That's why people watch.
I know.
Because there's always that shot. If he's not out there, there's no possibility. Yeah. If he is, let's see what happens.
And Tom's point was, as long as he's not the main story anymore, and I don't think he is the main story,
no,
he could still be a story for the golf people. Let's get to Jared. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, I was just, Tom Watson, I think he almost won the British Open when he was 60 or in his 60s. Freddie Couples is still out there banging it around. Why can't Tiger? You know, anything can happen. You catch lightning in a bottle, and like John was saying, he could come out on top one of these times. I enjoy watching him, even if it's for just two rounds.
Still a draw for you. Still someone you care about.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I think there are people. I mean, he elevated the sport in a way no one else ever has.
Yeah, and it may not be appointment television anymore that you want to watch Tiger, you want to watch to see what he does on Saturday and Sunday, because you mentioned he's not making the cut most of the time. I don't know that he's appointment TV even on Thursday or Friday, but it is, there's an awareness. I even do it. I'm not a golf guy, and I still look, you know, hey, when things are done at the Open on Thursday, I'll look and I'll look at, you know, hey, where is Tiger Woods? On Friday, I'll do the same thing. Until they make the announcement that he hasn't made the cut, or if he does, I'm still looking to see where is Tiger Woods.
Scott and Troy, you're on 97.1.
Hi, guys. Good morning, guys. I have always loved Tiger. As an avid golfer, I mean, he was just a man. He was appointment television back in the day. But the thing about Tiger right now is that, I mean, he has earned the right to be able to play in the event. And I think that the Masters and the British, as far as the way they set up and the type of golf style that they are, if he catches a little lightning in the bottle, he can still win those events. I mean, if he played well over those few days, that's why he keeps making the cut at the Masters. I mean, because you have very little rough at the Masters, and it's not as distance related. That's why he continues to struggle at the PGA and the U.S. Open, where the courses are so much longer and the rough is so much thicker. Right, so it's very difficult for him now to play in that type of an environment. But the British, where creativity and short game and putting all become a factor, as he continues to play a little bit, get stronger, I mean, those are the type of tournaments that he still has an opportunity to win, whether people believe he does or not. But he could, I mean, if he catches it, he could. He could pull a Tom Watson. He could pull a Phil Mickelson like Phil did at the PGA.
Scott, let me ask you.
The Masters is where he's still competitive.
Let me ask you a question, Scott, because I agree. I think the British is probably the one where he has the best chance because of the style of the course. It is more of a short game. It's putting. It's also the least wear and tear walking up and down that he's going to have on his body, but the weather is going to be an issue. It's going to be 50 to, you know, mid to low 60s. How much do you think the weather will play a part of just physically for Tiger Woods?
It will play a part depending on where his tee times fall. Now, I think he's playing late early, so that's not a good situation for him because he has so much of a process for him to kind of get ready to play. So the weather could be a factor for sure. I mean, it's always going to be better for him to play in warm weather, but so it's cooler at the British with if it's rainy, and then like I said, the tee time factor is not good. I mean, tee time at the Masters this year set up well for him, and he was able to string his 24th cut in a row, but tee times are always a factor. I mean, physically, he's just not there. I mean, it was the car accident that really caused it. Even though he's had so many issues, you know, he was kind of back to playing some really good golf and then won the Masters and the Tour Championship in 19, but then that car accident just changed everything.
Yeah, I mean, when we go back to 2019, you realize it's been 5 years since that major win, and he's withdrawn from or missed the cut in 5 of the last 6 majors.
It seems like he's having way more trouble dealing with this pain post-accident than the back pain that he had before and all the other stuff. I would say that I think the caller nailed it in terms of, I mean, if he's going to win another major, definitely most likely the Masters, because there just takes a craft and knowledge around that course, sets up for the right week, and he's starting to play decent golf. He's a threat. The British Open, you're right, the weather nailed it. I mean, but I think he's running out of time, and he's probably, I mean, I would be shocked if he played that till 60. I mean, I know a lot of the older legends, that's the first one they omit because of the travel. But the U.S. Open, I think, is way too physical demanding, and I think the PGA, I don't know if he can go low enough,
right,
as low as somebody else can on a given week. I mean, I enjoy still watching him play. I felt like I trashed him maybe a little bit earlier. I just know what he is now. I don't tune into a major to expect Tiger to win, or that's not the first thing I want to see. I've always been, you know, I want the guys to get the respect that they deserve. Like Scottie Scheffler is becoming, it's going to be interesting to see if he can break through where Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka and Jordan Spieth, you all thought, oh, they're going to be the next guy to get six plus majors, which I think is the crown jewel in golf. If you can get above that, you know, then you become a true legend. None of them are able to do that. So Scheffler's kind of the next one. And it just shows how great Tiger was, by the way.
Yeah, no kidding. Ticket text coming in, 248-539-9797. We'll keep mixing in the phone calls. Ticket texter says, every single tournament, I look to see if Tiger will be participating. No matter how he plays, he's a celebrity to me. I don't want to see him back out of tournaments because of his age or because of his playing ability. Unknown ticket texter.
Yeah, I mean, that I kind of echoed the same thing. I'm not sitting there turning it on. I never did, even when he was in his prime, until maybe Sunday, because you wanted to see if there was going to be magic happen, and it did a lot of times. But right now, I want to see after the first day, where is he?
Texture says, absolutely a draw. If he was at the Rocket Mortgage, ticket prices would have doubled. Crowds would have been packed. He's the GOAT. He can golf as long as he wants and should still be golfing to this day. Ticket texter says he wants to keep missing cuts till he's 60. God bless. It's still embarrassing. And another person says, yeah, he can keep playing, but I just wish the media would stop covering him like he's relevant. Well, I'll tell you this. We brought up his name. You guys keep calling. Let's get to Chuck in Waterford. Says something about his relevancy. Chuck, should he hang it up?
Hey, Chuck. Sorry, guys. Hey, I think Gov is completely backwards on this. Gov, I don't think there's any realistic way the Masters is the best tournament for him to compete in moving forward, just because the walk is so challenging. It's so hilly. Tiger does best when he's got a course that he can get around pain-free and it's hot out. The last major, he was at the top of the leaderboard at the end of day one at the U.S. Open because it was, you know, 90-some-odd degrees and it was a flat walk. Tiger's best chance of competing in the future and you know, in these majors is when he's got a course that sets up flat and he's got warm weather. And that's never going to be Augusta because the walk is so challenging. If he catches a draw at one of these, you know, British Opens where it's not windy and cold, you know, he gets a 60, 70 degree day somehow. These courses are so much flatter because they're all links styles. He's absolutely got a chance at a course like this. And his distance hasn't fallen off a lick. He's still blowing the ball past Zalatoris that they play with. He's hitting the ball 345 down the pipe. There's no way that you can say Tiger, even in his age now, has lost distance. He has lost the ability to get around, and that's it.
Oh, I don't disagree with that, but I think the U.S. Open, too, can be challenging, especially
depending on the
venue.
Yeah.
What I would say, Tiger's made the 24 cuts in a row at Augusta. He hasn't done that anywhere else. There's a reason for that. I believe it's course knowledge. I believe he gets amped up for it maybe more than others. And if you look through, like, just history, like more than one time champions at Augusta happen more frequently than other majors.
Right.
They stack. For some reason, there's certain golfers that stack wins at Augusta. And I think it just comes down to guys that their style fits the course, the knowledge. I think some guys, like I said, get amped up for that tournament more. Not they take it more serious. I mean, the distance for the U.S. Open at this point is getting, I mean, and the other guys
again,
all hit
on
it
the year
farther.
The course,
yeah, I would say with the U.S. Open, if he just went out and tried to shoot par the right year, he could win it because par wins it sometimes.
Because it's such a difficult course,
yeah.
Typically.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.